From WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, North Carolina, this is Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis Hilburn. Alligators call North Carolina home, but it's a colder home for them. And until recently, it was considered the northernmost part of their habitat in the United States. We'll find out today whether that's still the case, and we'll explore the implications of human encroachment on alligator habitat, how it's affecting this species, and whether it's posing an increased risk of danger for humans, particularly in light of the June alligator attack at a Disney resort in Florida that killed a two-year-old boy. Earlier this year, the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission rejected a proposal to create an alligator hunting season. While that's not off the table forever, we'll find out why it failed and what a newly formed alligator task force is expected to accomplish. Alan Boynton is a wildlife diversity program coordinator with the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission. He is also now the chair of that alligator task force. Alan Boynton, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
Kirk Mante is a habitat ecologist specializing in coastal wetlands. Kirk Mante, welcome to the program.
Hi, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
If you have questions for our guests about alligators in North Carolina, give us a call at 910-343-1138 or email us at coastline@whqr.org. Alan Boynton, how many alligators do experts think there are in North Carolina? And is getting a head count kind of a complicated endeavor here?
Well, getting a head count is a complicated endeavor. However, a couple of years ago, NC State University completed a survey of alligators in North Carolina and counted almost or estimated the population from that survey area as about 900 animals, although we know there's more than that because they are difficult to count.
We think that there are 900 alligators roughly in North Carolina. We think there may be more. Is that what you're saying?
That was in the survey area, and of course, with so many wetlands and so many creeks and rivers in the coastal plain that the alligators inhabit, we are not able to look at every creek and every river, so we know there's more alligators than that. But it was a survey that repeated a survey done about 30 years ago, again by NC State, and found alligators distributed throughout the coastal plain.
And when you compare
the same number.
When you compare it to 30 years ago, how much has the alligator population increased according to that survey?
Well, not a lot. It's at least stable, and perhaps a slight increase.
Kirk Mante, why are alligators difficult to count?
Well, for a lot of the reasons that Alan just said, they tend to, other than the areas like ponds and stormwater areas we tend to see them in frequently, they tend to prefer really remote areas that are dense in their types of kind of preferred food, large turtles, large fish, muskrats and that kind of stuff. And so they tend to hang out in areas where there simply aren't a lot of people, and those are very similar to the nesting areas they choose too.
And what is the northernmost habitat for alligators at this point? What have we established? Is it North Carolina, or are they in Virginia now?
Well, it's a very good question. It's a very contentious topic kind of year to year, especially with the Virginia state government. However, currently and for the last 20 or so years, the northernmost nesting population is in North Carolina, about a dozen miles south of the Virginia border. And that doesn't seem to be changing, at least not at the moment.
So why is it contentious? But people see alligators in Virginia?
Yes. Every summer, in fact, we see alligators in Virginia along the coastal plain. They come up through the Dismal Swamp. They come up through the Intercoastal Waterway. And the Commonwealth of Virginia insists that they're not there, that anything that any alligator that's seen is an accident. And in fact, you know, again, they don't seem to be able to successfully nest that far north, at least at this time. So there's some question as to where exactly these animals are coming from. And as Alan was saying, they're very hard to track.
Alan Boynton of the Alligator Task Force, how do alligators live in North Carolina that certainly doesn't have as harsh a winter as states farther north, but it is a winter? Do they hibernate here?
Well, they become inactive during cold weather. So their season that they can be active and feed is much shorter, particularly in the northeastern part of North Carolina than it is in the Wilmington area. And so they have not as much time to feed actively and don't grow quite as fast as we see alligators in growing in, say, Georgia or Florida, which have a much longer warm period.
So how long does it take for an alligator to reach sexual maturity, the point when an alligator can reproduce in North Carolina, let's say?
Well, in I think many areas, even to the south, once alligators reach about 6 feet in length, they are large enough to reproduce. But in North Carolina, it can take many years longer for alligators to reach that size than in places to the south. So sometimes maybe even 15 or 20 years, particularly in the northern part of the state.
And so how would you compare that to, say, an alligator in Florida? Is it half the time, roughly, that it takes an alligator to mature in Florida?
Or perhaps a third. I would say between a third and a half the time as an alligator in Florida or Louisiana or, a southern state like Texas.
And I have an email about why people hunt reptiles and why they hunt alligators. But first of all, Alan Boynton, if you could just catch us up on this proposal for an alligator hunting season in North Carolina. Where did that come from and what happened with it? Why did that fail?
Well, there's a great deal of public interest in alligator hunting. States to the south have alligator seasons. And people hear about alligator hunting on media like television or the internet. So they have come to our commission and asked about an alligator hunting season. We currently don't have one. Last year, our commission considered a proposed rule that would provide for an alligator hunting season. However, we received quite a bit of public comment on it and also took into consideration the recent study by North Carolina State. And we received hundreds of comments, some, supportive, but about 40% were in opposition. And we received many comments from scientific groups that were concerned about the proposal. So,
and what kind of concerns did they express?
Well, the primary concern is that at the northern edge of the range here, with a lower population and perhaps a lower reproductive potential, that hunting, if it was not done correctly, could lower the population and actually cause the disappearance of alligators from some areas of the state. And no one wants that.
You're listening to Coastline. We're talking about the newly formed Alligator Task Force in North Carolina, where and how alligators live, and why we're still learning how to sustainably manage them. With us to answer your questions, Alan Boynton, Wildlife Diversity Program Officer with the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission. He's also the chair of this new Alligator Task Force. And Kirk Mante, Habitat Ecologist, specializing in coastal wetlands. You can ask a question or make a comment by calling 910-343-1138. You can also reach us today by email at coastline@whqr.org. And Kirk Mante, George asks, what, and this is human psychology, so you may not be able to answer this, but you've been out there in the wetlands and seen the alligators. He asks, what motivates people to hunt reptiles? This is not a mammalian species, little food value. Is that true? He says, I don't get it. These creatures are our link to the prehistoric times.
Well, that's a very interesting point. They're actually, alligators are one of kind of several very, very old links to very old history of this continent. And however, there is a fair amount of food value in an alligator, largely in the tail. And it's pretty decent meat, depending on what you're your flavor for that kind of stuff is. The big thing, as Alan looks at, and the big thing that the state, the Wildlife Resource Commission's got to look at is, you know, sportsmen, hunters and anglers largely fund conservation efforts in the state and help purchase lands for protection and that kind of stuff. As a result, you know, the state is always going to be interested in understanding what types of activities and what types of hunting they can provide to the citizens, to the taxpayers, that could also generate revenue for the state that's done in a sustainable way. So they, you know, as a hunter myself, I mean, I don't know that it's a species I would pursue myself, but I could see how people would have an interest in it. I have friends who hunt alligators in Florida, and they seem to get quite a lot of enjoyment about it. And again, if it can be done sustainably, it doesn't. There's not a substantial scientific issue with it.
And so, the people that you know that do hunt alligators, what do they do with them?
I would generally say that they make trophies out of the heads, and the tail is butchered for food. So it's substantial, you know, dozens of pounds of meat, if not much, much more.
And there are certain ways that were discussed, and Alan Boynton, we're going to go to break in just a minute, but when we come back, I want to ask you about what would be legal in terms of hunting method. And you've got some pretty strict rules in place around that now, despite the fact there is no hunting season in North Carolina for alligators. You're listening to Coastline on 91.3 FM, talking about alligators in North Carolina, why we understand sometimes not so much about them, especially in this northernmost part of their habitat. We have two experts with us today to answer your questions. The phone lines are open. You can reach us at 910-343-1138 or email us at coastline@whqr.org. You're listening to Coastline.